Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There's no industry more volatile, more uncertain than agriculture. The drought came, and Texas and Oklahoma ranchers had to sell their cattle, not enough feed. Beef prices shot up. We still don't have enough beef. The pork industry was hit with a swine disease. Thousands of baby pigs died. And that resulted in a pork shortage. Those prices shot up. And now we have bird flu. Who would have predicted? The H5N2 virus has killed 47 million chickens. We should be producing enough eggs to meet domestic demand and export 30 million eggs per month. But not now. Iowa has been hurt the most, losing 30 million birds. And that's half the laying hens in the state. The price of eggs has doubled. Egg processors making cakes and cookies, Krispy Kreme donuts, are crying for eggs. And for the first time in 10 years, we have authorized imports. 7 European countries have been approved to import shell eggs. Government officials say it will take as long as 2 years to get our production of eggs back to where it was before the virus. This is not the first time that we've been hit with a bird flu virus. When I was Secretary of Agriculture in the early 80s, we had our last bad bout with bird flu, and that was a disaster then. But this time, it is much worse. The Department of Agriculture oversees these problems. Farmers are compensated for the birds that die or are destroyed, and according to Secretary Vilsack, the cost could exceed $500 million. We're losing a lot of birds, including egg-laying hens, broilers, and turkeys. It'll take a lot of money and time to rebuild the business. Stopping the spread of the virus will not be so easy either. Canadian geese in the state of Michigan have tested positive, and they fly everywhere. And in the meantime, the industry is looking for a vaccine to protect against the virus. None approved as yet. There's no industry more essential to mankind than food production. There's no industry more uncertain, and yet our farmers and ranchers persist, and they get the job done. Did you know this spring that world food prices fell to their lowest level since 2009? I'll be on the farm this week, and I am John Block from Washington.